Liam, good afternoon. I mentioned earlier this communication we had this morning from someone who was travelling around Ireland in the last week, and he said the predominant smell in Ireland is marijuana stroke hash. But you emailed us and said that's a good thing, we're making progress. What does that mean?
Well, I thought that was assumed when he called in. I think it's a great thing if more people are smoking weed and hash.
But it's illegal.
It used to be illegal to be gay,
I know, it's not illegal to be gay.
That's what it used to be.
Yeah, so where does that get us?
If you make all your decisions based on what's currently legal and not legal, you know.
Yeah, but they say medicinal cannabis is legal now.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you get it? You can't get it.
Oh, no. If you want to get the proper weed, you still have to go down the back alleys, or a few people growing it.
You still have to break the law.
Oh, yeah.
And along you smoking, what do you call it? Weed, marijuana, hash, dope? What do you call it? There's so many different.
Yeah, whatever. Mostly weed, but I mean, if you're in Ireland, you probably grew up smoking hash, because weed only came around the last 10, 15 years, maybe.
And what's the difference in weed and hash? Forgive me.
Weed is the kind of pure plant.
Okay.
So it's just there. Hash is when it's kind of concentrated down. It's not anything different. It's a kind of solid form.
Mm. And why do you smoke it?
I find it relaxing and creative, and it's a kind of a, I wouldn't drink that's something that has awful side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Weed, relax. Might do something creative even a bit of a kind of a spiritual element to it as well.
A spiritual element to it?
Yeah.
What, it helps you relax, mindfulness?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the recent change, they were announced, whether they'll actually be legislated on, where they said that they're going to be much easier in terms of people won't get a criminal conviction if they're caught in possession of. You'd agree with that, would you? Or you think that's not far
great
enough?
Great news, but they need to go a lot further, though. It's good that they're starting to take the taboo away. Stigma, that's the big problem, in Ireland. That's where the lives are destroyed, But, that's a good step, but they need to decriminalise altogether, because at the moment with that three strike rule, you're still couldn't be just kind of targeting the most vulnerable and society, ones that are visible on the streets and stuff like that.
And do your friends know you smoke weed, Liam?
Oh yeah.
And what are you going to tell me, that they smoke as well, or?
Yeah, also yeah. A lot of my friends have started moving away from alcohol the last few years, and it's, I think in general the taboo's lift and older people aren't worried about it anymore. People aren't judging, calling me a waste or a stoner. And
I know this is not a sequential question, and I don't, I'm not implying that anyone who smokes dope will do other drugs, but I heard Damien Dempsey the other day on radio saying that there's a cocaine epidemic in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, I well imagine. I wouldn't be into that now.
I know that. Anyway, I know there's cocaine out there. Damien, he's very level-headed, and he knows what he's talking about. And by the way, he was talking about with a sense of pain and upset over it, not with a sense of glory by any stretch. But anyway, just what he said, there's a cocaine epidemic in Ireland. Okay, Liam, thanks a million.
Cocaine isn't related to marijuana.
I know, sorry.
Anyway,
I
shouldn't have really been.
No,
there's a chicken roll epidemic in Ireland, if you want to put it in.
No, I did preface my remarks by saying that.
Yeah.
Just give me time. Okay, go to Míle Maith, Liam, 51551joe@rt.ie. But I want to bring in Elizabeth before the break, because the cannabis issue was raised and Liam spoke how he's been without any side effects on cannabis, smoking weed on a regular basis for 18 years. Elizabeth, your nephew was sent to you from London. Why? Sent to you in London. Why?
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. Yes, he was sent over to me because of smoking weed on and off for a few years. And it wasn't at the time perceived as a major problem, but it has become a huge issue. And when I hear people talking about legalizing it, I used to be not laid back, but I could see the from both sides of the coin, but haven't seen the destruction that it can cause to one young man, 18, 19. I absolutely don't understand now anybody saying it should be legalized.
And when you say he was sent over, do you mean sent over from Ireland?
Yes.
Okay. So he was smoking dope.
For a change of scene to see, you know, could we help out with a different change of scene? And unfortunately, it's everywhere. And from the day one, it was offered at the gym. It was offered in the new job in a very affluent, wonderful company. It was just constantly offered. And it was availed of.
And what effect was the hash having on him that he had to be sent to his relations in London?
Well, it was more, you start off smoking and apparently you feel cool and you feel chilled. And then you realise you're hanging out with a different type of people because it's obviously illegal. You have to get it from a source. And it's that grip, that illegal.
And by the way, how did he do in your care, so to speak?
Well, very well, but we keep taking 3 steps forward, but 15 steps backwards.
And is your nephew still with you in London?
Yes.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
How long has he been there now?
6 months.
Wow.
And it's getting worse because there's alcohol involved as well.
Okay. Wow.
It's just opened my eyes to this whole world I knew nothing about because he has told me about friends' 14-year-old daughters in London offering him contacts and telephone numbers so he can have any drug he ever would need in the history of the world. And I had no idea angelic 14-year-old schoolgirls were involved in this as well.
Once he can pay for it.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. And obviously that too, because when I look back myself, I can count up to 58 people that I know that, because I'm 54 years of age, and they've always smoked it all their lives and told me to chill or calm down. But yet it's myself and others like me who have to help them when times are hard to pay their mortgage or when they lose their job or they can't get up in the morning or they've no motivation. So I would say behind every user is an army of unseen supporters who are often tearing their hair out. And we're there because we love these people.
Okay.
And I just think we will lose an entire generation if we legalise it.
Okay, Elizabeth, thanks indeed. That's Elizabeth in the London area, as she says. 5-1, thanks, Elizabeth. 5-1, 551.